Discord. I'm going to say this is the House of Geekery, and we're here with Billy Boyd at Oz Comic Con in Perth 2015. How are you today, Billy?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, House of Geekery, for asking.
Was there an inflection on the name there?
On the geekery part?
Hey.
There was, because I forgot the name for a second, so I had to look into my brain. You've got a T-shirt with it on it.
I do. Now, first thing I wanted to say, you made my wife cry.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, when Pippin and Merry get separated.
Oh, God.
And you just act like you don't realise what's going on. And every single time...
Yeah.
It gets her.
Is that when I'm on a horse?
Yeah, in Two Towers.
Do you know, we shot that twice.
What happened?
We shot it once, and then it was like... It was like there was an ending to it. Like, I did understand what was happening.
Yeah.
And then Pete, about a couple of weeks later, I think, he says, you know what, I want to reshoot that because I want it to seem like it's not finished business. Exactly what you got from it. So
exactly.
we did something right.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Now, what's it like? You and Dominic Monaghan, who plays Merry alongside you and Pippin, you two were like connected throughout the whole film. Did you have a good relationship offset?
Yeah, we had a great relationship. We'd work all day and then, you know, at the end of work, we'd go and play some pool or grab a pint or, you know, go and eat together. It was like we became best friends very, very quickly.
Yeah, still in touch then?
Yeah, still. We're working on making a movie together and
brilliant.
I did an episode of his TV show this year and...
I said it's nature show.
Yeah, Wild Things with Dominic Monaghan.
And Billy Boyd.
For one episode.
What was the episode? What were you doing? Do you have like an animal specialty?
I do. My specialty, of course, is pugs. But it's Wild Things, so he didn't have any need for a pug. For a pug is neither venomous nor poisonous.
Not yet.
As far as we know. So we went to New Zealand and we looked at some animals down there.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What type? Kiwis?
We looked at the giant wetter and cave wetters and the tuatara.
Nasty looking things.
Crazy looking things. And then we looked at sheep. And dung beetles. Dung beetles are brilliant.
This is the glamorous life of a movie star.
I got my hands elbow deep, which is hard to do with your hands. I got my hands elbow deep in cow poo.
All in the Ada
Park. All just to tell people about the magnificent and wonderful dung beetle.
Right. Hey, I know a story from the production of Lord of the Rings.
Right.
And maybe you can confirm or disconfirm. I was told that on the set of Bree, they put down golf balls to show all the extras where they had to stand. And you and Dominic picked them all up thinking they'd been misplaced. And then you were asked not to help out anymore. What's there truth to this?
There's almost a truth to that.
Okay.
The only bit you got wrong was, it wasn't me and Dom, it was just Dom. And I said to him, Dom, you can't pick them up, they're for something.
So, he's the troublemate, he's the instigator.
Yeah.
You're the voice of reason.
I am, in life, the voice of reason.
Yeah. So is it Merry and Pippin on screen, off screen as well? It's the same dynamic.
It's like the opposite dynamic.
Yes, of course, Pippin was the fool of the took.
And he's more of a Pippin.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to look after him in life.
Isn't that interesting?
Kind of interesting.
I find it interesting.
Well, then it must be interesting.
Right? Hey, I know what's interesting.
Well, I can see that.
Yeah.
You're a tastemaker.
Right.
That's what they call you now.
Tastemaker. I do my best.
I like what you do.
Oh, thanks very much. I always wonder, you're as Pippin from Lord of the Rings. That's how you're promoted, and we've got all these pictures of you as Pippin. Do you ever feel like you want to get away from that role?
No, not really. I mean, it's good, I think, if as an actor you get remembered for anything.
Yeah.
And if it's something that you're proud of and something that, you know, like the source material of Lord of the Rings is so amazing and Pete and his team did such an amazing job in the movie that, I never get sick of it, to be honest.
Well, is there any other role that you'd like people to be more aware of? This is your chance.
I would like people to watch Space Milkshake.
Space Milkshake?
Yes, that I made with Kristen Kruick and Amanda Tappan.
Okay.
and Robin Dunn. I think it's really funny and cracking. And a good, and you're in the House of Geekdom.
Geek-O-Ree.
Hey. And it's a real geek movie.
Well, that's, I like things. So Space Milkshake it was called.
Watch it tonight. You can download it at spacemilkshake.com.
I will.
For $8.
$8?
As far as I know, I think it is that.
I'm at a con. I'm going to have no money left.
Well, I'll buy it for you.
Okay.
I'll download it for you.
Sure.
I'll give you the code. Not sure what the code is.
I'll watch the hell out of it.
You watch it. I think you would love it.
All right, I'm getting the signal. Thank you very much, Billy.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. If we could just get a quick photo.
Yeah, let's do it with our camera.